You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I'm Peter Barnard from Hospivision, and with me in the studio, I've got Tanya Verster. You're an old voice on this program, are you not?
Yeah, and I'm still going to continue to do so.
That's welcome. Well, it's nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Oh, yeah, Peter, I heard you were recently in Lesotho. Would you want to tell us about it, please?
Yeah, no, we had quite an experience in Lesotho. It was an outreach with Harvesters Ministries, and it was, we were 43 people that reached out, and we were reaching out to recently planted churches. Now, everybody always says, you know, why you plant more churches? There are already so many. But the fact is that in Lesotho, especially in Lesotho, there's the distances to the church is so far that people cannot get to church. And, well, I know one church where we went to, they just had no way of getting to church. It was when we were told to go to that church, our leader of the outreach pointed to the highest mountain we could see, and there was like cloud around that thing. He says, you see there where the cloud starts around the tip of the mountain, that's where the church is, that's where you're going. So it was... It was incredible. We traveled on this dirt road up the mountain, but one of the guys who's a 4x4 enthusiast, he just said, this is the worst road he has ever traveled on. He has never, in all his experience doing 4x4 work, seen such a bad road. And, well, we did 50 kilos in 3.5 hours, so it was quite a distance to travel and very, very slow because of the dongas and rocks and goodness knows what. And if you just miss a rock, there's no snow railing next to the road, sure. So it's like 600 meters down. So you can easily be killed in that road, so it really was bad. And after 50 kilos, we were just 2 or 3 kilos from the top, and from the church where we were supposed to be. And suddenly we just saw smoke coming out of the car. And it was a good 4x4. I'm hesitant to say that it was a Toyota Prado, but I won't say it. But there was this smoke coming out, and it was the gearbox. And the gearbox had literally fallen apart inside. And so when we stopped, we thought, well, fortunately, we've got another car available. And we looked at this car and saw something dripping out underneath it, and that car's brake fluid had run out. So it was two cars that had to get down again. But we decided that we came there for a purpose, and we're going to do at least the purpose that we went for. We had Bibles, and for the whole outreach, we had 800 Bibles that we could distribute among these new churches. Now, this specific church is... about 50 kilos from the nearest church, which is this type of road to get down there. So the people simply didn't go to church. And Harvester's Ministry started this church right at the top. And so these people had places where they could go for worship. And when we couldn't get any further with the car, we phoned the pastor of the church there, and he came down on his horse. So we put all these – he had a bag. It's a bag that usually holds 50 kilograms of maize meal. Yeah. So we took this empty bag and we shoved all the Bibles in that and then loaded this bag on top of the horse with the pastor. And we prayed with him and we worshipped a little and so on. And off he went with the horse up the hill to his church to take the Bibles to the people. Because when you plant a church, there are always a whole lot of new believers. And there were a lot of believers there, new believers. And they didn't have Bibles, so they were very excited to get the Bibles. And then, you know, when you're in a situation like that, 3.5 hours up a mountain, and it's the horriblest road you can imagine, it's quite easy to panic. And I was actually a little surprised when I sat up there, I sat on a rock and I thought, I wonder what God is going to do now. And that is a matter of faith. I think it's not easy for everybody. I think some of the guys were probably, I mean, imagine walking down that distance. It's frightening idea. But I just wondered, what is God going to do now? How are we going to get down here? Because we've got to take the cars down. You can't just leave the cars there. So, but eventually, you know what? Some of our other team members, there were 9 other cars, they came and they fetched us and they towed us down. And we got down to the bottom without a single dent in any of the 3 cars then. We got back without any damage or injuries. We had 2 ropes that we tied because the terrain is rough. So you want to keep the pull straight to get it down there. So we had 1 rope that was a tow rope, a little thicker than my thumb. And then we also had one of these safety belt type of rope that you use to tow cars. And on the way down, the terrain is so rough that every once in a while you get a huge yank. And the result was the rope broke, and it broke 16 times.
Sure.
That this rope broke once in the middle of a river. But we got down at the bottom, but by the time we got down to the bottom, the rope had broken so many times that there was only about a meter distance between the 2 cars. And there wasn't an accident. And this is God's work. This is the way that God works. but when we got down and it broke again, 1 meter and it broke again, there was just no way we could fix it. And we had just stopped and the rest of the team came from behind. Now, this was about 9 o'clock at night. And we were up on the mountain from past 11 in the morning to 10 o'clock before we got back to our place where we stayed. But they came along and they had tow ropes, so that's the way we got home safely. But the whole thing that really struck me, that's just an incident, fun that you have when you're in ministry. Although those guys weren't, the rest of the team that we had, 43 of us, they had never been, some of them had never been on an outreach, but they were just ordinary people with a job that they do. And they fitted in, and it was actually wonderful to be among so many Christians. But we visited some 30 churches. Every team had some churches to visit. And it was, for me, I've got 1 photograph. It was so, so beautiful to see this woman jumping up and down with a huge smile on her face and so excited at having received the Bible. And I believe harvesters are going to use that photograph in some of their material. But to see them happiness with the Bibles that they received. But at each church, we also had the service at the church. Some of them was just a zinc kaya house or a little room with holes in the roof and rain that poured in when it rained. But it was good enough. They could use it. And they were packed to capacity. Every church we went to, it was packed to capacity. And so we went to this one church, and that's where the ladies, all of the ladies, well, all of them, they danced around with their Bibles and sang, and it was so special. And they gave us some of their food. I'm not sure what it was, but we had it anyway. It was in a porridge plate, and then you had to drink it from the porridge plate. So quite an adventure. But what was amazing was that how many people, when they heard we were coming, some of them had never seen a white person before. And when they heard we were coming, even unbelievers pitched up. And in the services that we held, we made an invitation, and we got lots of people coming to Christ in this hole. Our team had 8 people coming to Christ, and the other teams also had a lot. So that was quite a problem. But you know, I wish I could tell you so much. There was so much more to tell. We really had an amazing time, and God went to work. We saw blind see. We saw deaf people come to hear. We saw people that were sick that were healed. God is so amazing. Amazing. And I want to close with just 1 word. And that is, if you're there when God works, you're going to see him work. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're just going to hear the testimonies like you did today.
That's absolutely true. Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing more of this. But yeah, I think it's time for a devotion.
Yes. Now, let's just remind our listeners, you're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You can listen to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM, or you can listen on OVHD, channel 106, or channel 882 on DSTV. But it's time for our devotion now, so let me share with you from Mark chapter 16, from verse 17, and then I'm also going to read verse 20. And it says there, "And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons, they will speak in new tongues, they will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people and they will get well." Verse 20, "Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied it." Now, these two sections of Scripture are seldom focused on. We often think that they are applicable only to certain people, but the word is absolutely clear. The signs that follow for those who believe, believe. Do you believe? Then this promise is for you. You can pray for healing. You can do all these things. Why then do these things not happen in our lives? Firstly, because we don't step out in faith. We don't do what the Bible tells us. We don't lay hands on the sick. We don't seek intimacy with God's Holy Spirit. Most importantly, we are not there where God is working. I have read these texts many times and have made them my own. We have found that verse 20 is a powerful manifestation that confirms the message we preach or even just share with one or two people. In countries where an aggressive anti-Christian faith is followed, we have seen many times how these people come to Christ when God confirms the message with a miracle. I recall how I shared Christ through a simple story with a group of children in Pakistan. One child went to his unbelieving parents and told them a story I told. One of the children in the three families who lived together was deaf. They asked me to pray for him, and God healed him. The family came to know Christ because God confirmed his word by a miracle. But God cannot confirm it if there is no word. He does not do the signs and wonders if we are not prepared to step out in faith. Romans 10 verse 14 says, "How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? How can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?" You and I need not stand in front of a large church and preach if we are not made that way. But we can share the love of Christ by the way we live and speak. And when there is something to confirm and step out in faith, God does confirm with signs and wonders. Anyone can tell a story. We do it every day when we tell what happened when we were on holiday, for example. So you can also share a testimony by telling the story. God may not do a miracle every time, but if you are prepared to persevere and remain sensitive for when it is the right time to tell that story, at some point in time, God will show his work in your presence. Recently, as I was telling you now, we went to Lesotho, and one Sunday night, one of the pastors preached in faith. When he stepped out in faith and invited the sick forward for prayer, and we saw the blind receive sight, we saw the deaf hearing, we saw sick people being healed, God confirmed that short message. Are you prepared to step out in faith and go where God is working? It's not a question of how much faith you have. It's a question of obedience and willingness to go where God is working. Let's pray together. Father, we admit that we react in fear of embarrassment when we are unwilling to step out in faith. Please give us courage and boldness when we do step out in our small faith. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's play some music.